Are you wrestling with yourself, other people, life? Well, if so, you are not alone, and literally nobody has like figured out, okay? Beautiful people, I have so much tea to spill today. It is ridiculous. So I'm gonna need you to buckle the frick up and get ready to talk about some deep shit, okay? Welcome back to the Wrestling with Life podcast. If you are brand new here, hello, my name is Emled. I'm your Wrestling with Life host. And if you are an overthinker and you get in your head a lot, but you have some big dreams and goals, then you're going to want to stick around because that is the exact type of person that this podcast is created for. I'm also one of those people. And during Wrestling with Life, we get out of our heads together and we learn how to give ourselves grace, how to correct negative self-talk, and how to wake up and grab life by the balls every single day. So make sure to hit that follow button and to keep tuning back in for episodes every single Tuesday, baby. Boy, oh boy, have I got a crazy wild topic to talk about today. I don't want to sound like I'm trying to be some spiritual guru when I say this, but I've kind of been going through what I would consider a spiritual awakening and just kind of waking up to the reality of the world around us and of myself, and just outgrowing so many old patterns of thinking and heart postures that I want to share with you today, because I am arriving at a place in my life where I genuinely feel the most joy and peace and self-acceptance that I think I've ever felt, at least in my adult life. And I feel kind of like a little kid again in a lot of ways, but with the maturity and the wisdom of an adult. And I'm 26, relax. I'm not trying to say I've mastered life or anything. And no, you guys know that, you know, we're all doing our best out here. Nobody has it figured out. I will stand by that till the day I die. But all of the things that we kind of talk about on this podcast, like how to set boundaries, how to stop people pleasing, how to stop chameleoning, how to stop like living your life for other people, basically, I have just really been embodying that in my life in a really radical way for a while now. And it's been really small, slow changes over time. But because I have practiced the things that we talk about and really like held myself to that standard of authenticity and integrity and humility, I find myself in the position that I've always wanted to be in. And so what I'm saying is like doing the stuff that we talk about on this podcast actually works, and I am experiencing that. So today I just want to share with you what that feels like, what that looks like, and how you can kind of try on some of these mentalities and practices to hopefully feel that same kind of peace for yourself. So I had this really cool experience the other day when I went to the park to read. I brought my little blanket with me. I brought a good book I was reading. The sunshine was out. It was like 85 degrees and sunny. So happy the weather's finally changing. And as I laid down on my little blanket and I started reading and I was basking in the sun, I was just like so content and I felt so much peace. I was looking around me and just observing everyone going about their lives and interacting with other people, you know, throwing the ball for dogs, babies being pushed in strollers. There was chatter and laughter. And as I'm sitting there in the park, I'm just like, oh my God, like this is what life is all about. Life is all about existing and enjoying God's creation and being in the sun and being connected to nature. Like my feet were in the grass and I just felt like so much contentment. And then out of nowhere, this beautiful butterfly comes and like lands on the book that I'm reading. Like no joke, this beautiful orange, yellow, and black butterfly. And I'm like, oh my God, like what are the odds? So I'm like not moving because I don't want to scare this butterfly away, right? I'm just like a statue still, just like enjoying it. And I'm like, how cool, like this butterfly came to hang out with me. I shit you not when I tell you that this butterfly for the next hour and a half kept flying away for a brief second and then coming back to me, landing on my shoes, my bag, my blanket, my book, almost on me at one point. It would not leave me alone. It was literally obsessed with me. And so of course, you know how I am. I'm deep. I'm like, what does this mean? Like, why is this butterfly not leaving me alone? Like, what is going on? So I start scouring the internet to figure out what kind of butterfly this is. Like, what kind of symbolism could this butterfly have? I know that butterflies in general symbolize, you know, growth, transformation, kind of like being born again. Like you think about the process of a butterfly's life, like starting out as a caterpillar, going into a little chrysalis and becoming a butterfly, transformation, right? So I knew that much. And I had been suspecting for a while that I was kind of like turning the corner on some of this self-growth because I was just noticing such a difference in myself and my mentalities and just the peace that I've had lately. Just, I had a suspicion, I guess, already. But then I like was scouring the internet for this picture of the butterfly to figure out what kind of butterfly this is. And it took me forever to figure out that it was a red admiral monarch butterfly. And this butterfly specifically is a symbol of spiritual awakening. And I literally almost shit my pants like sitting there at the park because I'm like, okay, God, like you're trying to tell me something. You're trying to tell me that something's happening in my heart. And that's how I interpreted it because that's something that I had been expecting already or kind of, I don't know, like suspecting of myself, I guess. And that felt like confirmation from God. In general, I've just been feeling so much more connected to nature, to myself, to God, to other people. And I'm really coming out of a very like self-obsessed and self-focused period of my life. And I'm really embracing humility and like realizing that I'm not as special and great as I think I am. I know that sounds bad, but just really being woken up to the fact that life is not all about me. Life is not all about my individual success. Life is all about, I guess, getting comfortable with yourself and your humanity and just realizing that the world doesn't revolve around us. The world doesn't revolve around me. It doesn't revolve around you. And it's just so much bigger than that. And we've talked before on the pod about kind of like zooming out your lens when things feel really heavy and your problems feel really big, zooming out your lens and realizing how small that problem actually is in the grand scheme of things. And it's not to invalidate your feelings, right? But it's to put everything into perspective of I am one of 8 billion people on this planet having a problem that I will work through. And it's not the end of the world. And in the grand scheme of things, it's not as big as I'm making it in my head. You know what I mean? So that's how I've been living my life now for about a year, I would say, maybe longer than that. And over time, like these little mindset shifts that I've been making, the little practices that I've been making have just arrived me to this place where I just feel so humbled. And I feel like I just realize how human I truly am and how not special I truly am. And again, I know that sounds bad, but I'm going to explain what I mean by that. So like if you look at our world around us, like let's paint a picture for ourselves about what the world is telling us constantly. The world that we live in today is constantly screaming at us that we are not enough as individuals. And it puts so much emphasis on self, on one individual person, right? So in any advertisement that you're given, they are posing a problem that you have that they can solve. So whether it's makeup, like, oh, look at those bags under your eyes. We can solve that for you. We got this great concealer. We got this great foundation that's going to take that away. Those are ugly. There's makeup. There's diets. There's health products, health trends. There's procedures. Like plastic surgery, y'all, it's becoming normal. Like that used to be something for Hollywood stars only who could afford that. And now it's becoming more accessible and more affordable to your average Joe, your everyday person. Lip injections, boob jobs, butt lifts, like everything is getting more common. And it's been placed in the marketplace as you're not good enough. Have this procedure so that you feel better about yourself, right? And the way that society screams to us, like even not on the consumerism side of things, it's even like the stories that society in our world is telling us at all times. Like for women, a really big one is if you're single in your 20s, you better start panicking and you better get married and have a family before 30 because your time's ticking. You got a clock on you. You got a biological clock. Your time's ticking. You can't miss out on that. And there's been a societal pressure for women for so long to be a wife and a mother. And for a long time, that was the only option of like what you could be because of how our society set up the dependency on, you know, a man to provide for you, a man to work. Women weren't even like allowed in the workplace for the longest time. We didn't have equal rights. Like, and so that's one narrative. Then there's the other narrative that's put on all humanity that our emotions somehow make us weak. And that's something that I've bought into for such a long time. Men especially have that narrative on them that they have to be hard, that they can't feel their emotions, that they're weak or a pussy if they cry. And all of these different narratives, all of these different products that are being introduced into our society, it's painting this huge picture for all of us that we're not good enough in some way. And that us being humans as we are, the imperfect, flawed human beings that we are, everyone is telling us that there's something wrong with that. And giving us this message that we can somehow transcend our humanity. Like if we get enough procedures done, we buy enough products, we embrace certain mentalities or stay so disciplined to the point that we no longer have these human emotions and these human problems, like that's what is being sold to us at all times. And the work that I've done on myself in the last year is just realizing how fucking stupid that narrative really is. It doesn't matter if you buy into all of these products, you cannot transcend your humanity. At the end of the day, you are going to have problems. You are going to have your human emotions. You're going to have insecurities. You're going to have things that you don't like about yourself. And if you're playing the comparison game, there's always going to be somebody who's more beautiful or more successful or has more than you. So I'm kind of arriving at this place where I'm like, what's the point of these societal games? Like, yeah, you can play these societal games and I guess get somewhere in terms of society. Like if you really, really want a huge home, if you really, really want to be the most beautiful person in the room, if you really want to be the most quote unquote accomplished person by the world standards and have a massive following and have a bunch of money, I guess, yeah, go ahead, play those societal games. But when you do that, you are sacrificing your authenticity every freaking step of the way. You're sacrificing your humanity and your ability to accept yourself as you are every step of the way. And the question that's in my brain is, okay, you play those societal games, then you arrive at a place where you're looking around and you've neglected the relationships in your life. You've neglected love. You've neglected grace for yourself, self-compassion for yourself, self-acceptance for yourself. And then do you even like yourself? Are you even able to look in the mirror and feel okay with yourself? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question, but that's the main question that's been on my mind is I basically feel like I'm confronted with two different options. Either I can play into society the way it is, be hard, shame myself for my emotions, try to transcend my humanity and fit into the politics of the business world and society in general and all these games that people play in even the dating world. And for what? To lose myself? To not be true to who I am, to my core? To think that I'm so special or important that no one could possibly understand what it's like to be me? No. Wrestling fam, really quick, I am screaming, crying, throwing up, y'all. I'm popping in to let you know that my merch is finally here, baby. I have spent months testing out different products, working with different manufacturers to make sure that by the time y'all get this merch in your hands, that you are absolutely in love with it and it's finally ready for you, baby. If you want to be one of the very first people on the Wrestling Squad to ever get your hands on a piece of Wrestling with Life merch, go click the link in the show notes right now. When I tell y'all that I am obsessed with how this merch has turned out, that is the understatement of the century. The hoodies, bro, oh my God, they are embroidered, they are oversized and comfy. I'm literally going to be buying one of every single color for myself. And then I have trucker caps available in two different colors that are both just like so streetwear chic. And I feel like such a bad bitch when I wear them. You guys need to go get your hands on this right now. It's a great way to support the podcast and a great way to support me. So if you've ever listened to Wrestling with Life and you thought, oh my God, I just wish I could give MLED the fattest hug. Well, this is the next best thing that you can do to support me besides give me a hug. So go get your hands on some merch, baby. Now, let's get back to the episode. I'm just realizing the shared humanity that we all have, that we all feel inadequate, and we always will. There's always going to be part of us because of our humanity that makes us feel like we're not enough, because technically we aren't. We are not enough. Like, technically, by the world standards, we are not enough. So instead, like, the mentality that I've been embracing, instead of measuring myself by the world standards and by self-importance and by ego and how good I can look in life, I'm instead like measuring myself, okay, how good can I be at accepting my humanity? How good can I be at giving myself grace, of letting go of shame, of embracing my messy and my authenticity? We talk about this all the time on the pod, guys. When you drop this mask that society tells us to wear, when you stop trying to fit into a mold of what you think you're supposed to be, and you instead realize, hey, I'm a flawed, imperfect human being. Here are my insecurities. Here are the ways that I struggle, but none of that makes me less. There is just this huge weight that's taken off your shoulders. I know, because I used to hold myself to that standard. I used to want to be the best at everything, and I'm still competitive, y'all. I'm not going to front and pretend I'm not competitive. I still am. I still want to be the best at things I know I'm good at, right? I think that's human nature. But what's not human is this ego that we allow to drive us. And this ego is a result of the society that we live in. It's seeking self-importance. And the human state is humility. Like, the true human state is the humility of realizing, I'm not that great. I'm not that special. I'm not that different. I'm human. Yeah, I have great, unique things about me. I have great strengths. It's not to say that my life doesn't matter. It's not to say that there's not so much purpose and joy and contentment that I can feel by pursuing my dreams, by pursuing my goals. But it's like also having the humility of, wow, I'm gonna mess up. Wow, I'm gonna handle situations wrong. Wow, I'm not gonna have all the answers. Wow, I'm actually not different, really, from anyone else. I am a broken human navigating this world just like everyone else is. Guys, when you have that mentality, oh my God, the pressure comes off and the peace comes in. And you're like, okay, I don't have to achieve anything. I don't have to be anything that I'm not. I don't have to meet a certain level of success by the world standards to have peace with myself. It's not to say that like your motivation for success goes away, because I still, like, for me, I really still have so many goals that I want to achieve. I still have so many things that, you know, I want to do, ways that I want to push myself. But what's different is I'm not doing that because I feel the need to prove myself. I'm not doing that because I feel the need to live up to expectations on me. I'm not doing that because I think that's what will give me worth. No, I want to succeed because I have this belief within me that I'm capable of doing it, that I have the gifts to do it, and that if I didn't do it, it would be a waste of God-given talent. It would be a waste of, you know, what I feel that I've been put on this earth and called to do. But it's not coming from a place of needing to prove that to anybody else. It's wanting to live up to the standards that I have for myself. Does that make sense? Like, there's just such a huge difference from wanting to prove it to the world and like having a chip on your shoulder and wanting everybody to look at you and wanting to clap for you and wanting to think that you're the best. And I realized that like that is kind of the mentality that I had when I was younger. I was never really seeking validation when I was naturally the best at things. Like, it was what it was. Like, when I excelled at sports, when I excelled in my personal relationships, when I excelled in school, I was never doing that because I wanted people to clap for me. I was doing that because I knew I was capable of it, and I knew not meeting that standard I had for myself would be selling myself short. And then, like, when I stopped being good at things, that's kind of what when entered this mentality of trying to get other people's validation, trying to get other people to clap for me, trying to get success. And that was ego driven. It was trying to find that self-importance again. And I'm just I'm waking up lately this past year and just realizing, like, no, I don't need anyone to clap for me. I don't need validation. I don't need everything that I touch to turn into gold and to be successful for me to have worth. So, like, with this heart posture shift, I guess, that I've been experiencing, so many things that used to matter to me really don't matter anymore. And I'm just finding myself approaching situations and problems with just a different approach and perspective. Like, in the past, it was always so important for me to be right. Like, when I would have an argument with somebody, I would completely lose sight of what the argument was about and having an open mind and genuinely hearing their perspective, because I would get so caught up in wanting them to agree with me and to validate my perspective and to feel like I won the argument. You know what I mean? How many of you listening can relate to that? Okay, I think that's a very human thing. I've been reading this book called Crucial Conversations. I'll link it in the show notes if you want to check it out. It has really made me think differently about how I approach conflict and conflict resolution. And it talks about how the best leaders out there are able to put their ego aside in every conversation, that they're willing to admit when they make mistakes. They're willing to see all points of view and take into consideration the flaw that their own point of view could have, and be open to criticism and feedback and disagreement, because they're focused on the actual problem at hand that they want to solve. That's what makes a good leader, is somebody who takes themselves out of the equation and focuses on solving the issue. And that's given me so much to think about, because I think so often we want to be right. We want people to look at us and think that we have all the answers. We don't want to lose credibility. We don't want people to think less of us because we're wrong. But in any situation where I've seen someone take accountability for where they messed up, that honestly causes me to have more respect for them. So it's made me just have this different perspective of being a good leader, being a good person, being someone that I'm proud of. How honest, how radically honest with myself can I be about anything at any given time, about my flaws, about when I'm wrong, about when I've missed the mark? And instead of shaming myself for that, because shame is the reason why we often don't take accountability, because we feel embarrassed, right? When we're supporting a perspective that we know has flaw in it, how good can I be at admitting when I'm wrong, when I'm incorrect? Like, I go into every conversation now trying to have an open mind and realizing that my perspective, my point of view could be wrong. The other person speaking with me could have valuable insight to share that could expand my horizons and make me think differently about something that I hadn't before. You know what I mean? And how beautiful and how different is the energy that I bring to that conversation when I don't give a shit about being right anymore. I don't give a shit about proving someone wrong, and I can wear the learner cap and I can come in thinking, what can I take away and what can I learn from this conversation? How can I use the knowledge that this other person has to test my current beliefs, to test them against how I currently function and see things? And how could that be a really beautiful, different perspective, right? I don't know. It's such a different lens and way to approach things. And it's very, very humbling. I want to go back to what I mentioned before about how feeling our emotions is so human. One of the biggest ways that I have struggled throughout my entire life is just this overwhelming sense of thinking that I'm too sensitive, that I'm too much, that my emotions and the way that I feel and process is different and abnormal from the average person. And maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but I have met so many other people, especially throughout this last year, who, when I talk with them about my emotions, they've humbled me so much and been like, Emily, like, you're not actually special for feeling that way. You're not actually different. Like, everybody experiences the feelings that you're feeling. Maybe you feel them on a grander scale. Like maybe, you know, like your sensitivity causes that to strike a deeper chord within you than the average person. Maybe, maybe not though. And either way, this doesn't make you less because you're feeling this way, and it doesn't make you better. It doesn't make you special. It makes you human. Like the feelings that you're experiencing are universally human. And so what's so interesting is like I've spent so much time in my life hiding my emotions because I think they make me weak, fronting, pretending to be strong, presenting myself in almost like a hard-ass way all the time, trying to be this like impenetrable brick wall when I meet people and not exposing like these vulnerable sides of myself because I believe, since I see myself as weak, I believe other people must see that side of me as weak. Does that make sense? And what's been so cool is learning to shed that belief and letting go of that. And I'm honestly getting to the point now where I see our society, I see how it functions. Our society teaches everyone to be hard asses. Our society is teaching everyone to try to transcend our humanity. Our society is telling everybody that their emotions make them less of a man or less of a human when we are all capable of that emotion. It's just we all have different levels of emotional suppression because of our society. Like one of the biggest epidemics, I believe, in our society is emotional suppression. It's this idea that you are somehow less because of the feelings that you have. When where did that come from? Because it's a universal human thing. All of us know what it's like to feel insecure. All of us know what it's like to feel angry and upset and hurt and betrayed. And having these negative feelings does not make you less. It makes you human. So shedding that old way of thinking has been so liberating and so freeing for me and so humbling because I've spent all this time thinking that I'm unique or special or different or that I'm the exception somehow and no one could possibly understand what it's like to be me when that mentality is bullshit. Like so many people can empathize with what I talk about on this mic. You guys don't know how many DMs I have gotten from people saying like, Emily, what you say on this podcast makes me feel not alone. It makes me feel human. It makes me feel validated. And bro, like it's what we're all experiencing. And like now that I've just gotten so comfortable with my humanity and with realizing that like these feelings that I feel are so normal and that it really is just so normal, like what all of us are experiencing on any given day, it just seems so silly that we all try to hide it so much. It seems so silly that we all try to front and pretend. And it's actually starting to piss me off. And I'm like, I feel so angry for us as a society. I feel so angry for us as humans that we are all convinced that there's something wrong with us because of how we feel. Like, at what point, who decided this? Like, who created this stupid society where everyone is perfecting and pretending and interacting on a daily basis with everyone as a sliver of the human being that you actually are? It blows my mind, y'all. And I'm telling you, one of the most liberating things that you can do for yourself is when those big emotions come on, to sit with them, to get curious about them, to allow them to wash over your body, to let them pass through you. We talk about it all the time on the pod. When you bottle up those emotions, when you suppress yourself, you deny yourself your humanity. You deny yourself the ability, the experience to truly, fully live. You're selling yourself short. You're missing out on what it is to be a human. You're not fooling anybody but yourself. If there's any message that I could give anybody in the world ever in my entire life, it's let yourself be human. Let yourself be messy. I'm going to say that until I'm blue in the face on this podcast, because I promise you, when you stop trying to transcend your humanity, when you stop trying to buy into this bullshit message that the world is constantly telling us that we're not enough, you can drop the mask. You have so much peace with yourself. You stop caring about so many things that you used to care about. And you just realize, oh my God, I'm a messy, flawed, imperfect human, and that's beautiful. And I'm here for an incredibly, incredibly short amount of time. I might as well make the most of it. I might as well push myself. I might as well stop playing small. I might as well stop trying to fit into a mold that everyone else is going to be happy with me for, and realize that everyone else is just projecting their own reality on me at all times, and that nothing's personal and has nothing to do with me. I might as well just live the life that I want to live and be myself. Hell, I might as well do it. Guys, it's the most liberating, freeing gift that you can give yourself. Somebody that I dated back in September will forever stay in my mind as such a unique individual, because the way that he processed emotion and perceived emotion radically changed how I see it as well. And I need to shout him out. You know who you are if you're listening. The way that he approached emotion was so impressive. He realized that negative emotions were part of the human experience, and he challenged himself to sit in it. He talked often about raw emotion and how he didn't want to miss out on the opportunity to experience it. So when he was going through heartbreak, when he was going through rejection, when he was going through any sort of feelings of inadequacy, rather than distract himself and numb himself and run from that and try to pretend like it wasn't happening, he sat with it. He sat with the emotion. He tried to process it and make sense of what that was telling him about himself. And I will forever like just look back at that time and be really grateful that God put him in my life, because he taught me such a valuable lesson. And it was that using your emotions and getting curious about your emotions to have a deeper understanding of yourself and humanity in the world, it's a gift. And it's one that we all look at as such a negative, but it's not. It's a gift. I just thought that was such a mature perspective, and it's one that I'm going to think about and come back to and embrace for the rest of my life. Wrestling fam, I know I rambled a lot, but the biggest takeaway from this episode is you cannot transcend your humanity. You can't escape it. You can try to perfect yourself and pretend and try to be something you're not your whole life, but that comes at the cost of your peace and your authenticity. Drop the freaking mask. If you guys liked this episode of A Wrestling with Life, please drop me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You already know it helps the pod to grow. And when we grow, we can get more guests on. We can bring more content to the wrestling fam's ears to spread the message of wrestling with life, which is, of course, the goal. Thank you guys so much for your support. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bye, y'all. Hey, babe, just a quick little reminder. The Wrestling with Life podcast and any content posted on my channels is presented solely for general informational and educational purposes. The use of this information is at the user's own risk and should not be substituted for the advice of a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional, okay? If you are struggling with your mental health, please consider seeking professional help or contact the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Please don't try to get through this by yourself. You are not alone.